DW. Makram Mohammed unlocks a heavy iron gate and descends a stone staircase. The tour guide approaches the big old wall and reads the inscriptions on the bricks, translating as he goes.
Dingir Nabu Guduri Osar. The god Nabu protect my dynasty, my family. And this here, Ka Dingirra. And so many Ka Dingirra, the gate of the god.
Bulls and mythical creatures stand out among the bricks. Magnificent reliefs depicting ancient deities. They are likely the same beings which decorate the Ishtar Gate in the Pergamon Museum in Berlin. Except these ones aren't coloured. They're the same light brown as the bricks which can be found at the important excavation site. Babylon long captivated researchers and later tourists as well. But then, for a time, all was quiet around the famous ruins as war raged in Iraq. In the meantime, visitors have started to return to Babylon. Ahmed and his girlfriend Zainab look at the old walls with a sense of awe.
This place is important to Iraq. It radiates culture and paints a positive picture of our country. This motivates tourists to come to Iraq and explore the pre-Christian eras and to see how people lived then.
Babylon was founded in the 3rd millennium BC. Little is known about what the original settlement was like during this early time. However, the buildings which emerged by the 6th century BC under the Neo-Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar II are still partly preserved today. They serve as a testament to the splendor and influence of the Babylonian capital. Makram claps his hands. The sound echoes between the high walls. The walls were reconstructed in the 1970s and 80s under Saddam Hussein's rule. The modern bricks are easily recognizable. Iraq's former leader had his name inscribed on them. He'd wanted to build a palace on an artificial hill he named Saddam Hill. Tour guide Makram has fond memories of this time.
We met Saddam. He even welcomed us and shook hands with us. When a blockade was imposed on Iraq, we helped with the construction. Because as an official back then, you got 2,000 dinars a month, the equivalent of around $2. But as a construction worker, I was paid the same amount per day. So I took unpaid leave and went along. Saddam regularly monitored the construction work, and with every visit we were given a reward.
Today, the huge building towers over Babylon. It remains unused. A group of young scouts from the nearby town of Najaf stroll past and gather around an imposing granite lion. Hazim Al-Kabi accompanies the boys, aged from 10 to 12.
This visit means a lot to us. We stand in solidarity with our history and antiquities, and we support the inclusion of Babylon in the World Heritage List. Our schools and our children should get to know the meaning of Babylon.
In the hot, late summer days, only a few people come to visit Babylon. And with temperatures well over 40 degrees, it's no wonder. In winter, when it cools down, the wide open area invites visitors to stroll down the ancient boulevard, wander through the labyrinth of the old palace walls to the banks of the Euphrates, and explore the barren remains of the Tower of Babel. However, the ancient site isn't equipped to handle large crowds. This should change soon, explains architect Nour Dia.
After Babylon was included on the World Heritage List, we prepared a plan. We have the financial resources to restore the most vulnerable structures, including a path which shows visitors the way to and distance from the ancient buildings.
The buildings and pathways in Babylon are freely accessible, but have already endured a lot. In 2003, the Americans built a military base in Babylon. Makram Mohammed remembers.
When the US soldiers invaded this place, many antiquities were destroyed and stolen. I told them, this is our history, not yours. They arrested me and detained me for 18 days. For 18 days, I didn't see the sun, but it was out of my love for Babylon.
Makram Mohammed grew up in the adjacent village and went to school there. He and two of his brothers have been working as tour guides for over 30 years. When he talks about Babylon, his eyes shine, even after all these years.
Babylon is in the blood in my veins. Babylon is more important to me than my family and my children, because in Babylon, I see what is human, just, and wise. All of the rulers have passed away, but Babylon has remained. When someone asks me for a gift from Babylon, I say, take one of my sons, but not a stone from Babylon.
DW.